My name is Savannah Williams, and today I will be interviewing Ellie Weil, who is the director of social media for our sorority. Ellie, tell us a little bit more about your position.
My position as social media assistant, I run the Instagram, I run the Twitter, I run the TikTok account, and I think that's it. I ask people for pictures that we are interested in. People text me pictures. We edit pictures. I'll post on stories. We'll do Instagram highlights. We'll post TikTok videos and stuff. And we'll just post our pictures from the Instagram to the Twitter.
So you would say that your life is directly affected by social media?
Yes. I get lots of my information through social media, whether that's from influencers or fashion and bloggers and stuff. Or it can be something even like politics and stuff, too.
How often would you say that you're on social media?
I definitely go on social media every single day. I go on it when I wake up in the morning. I go on it before I go to bed. I definitely go on it during the day because that's my position. So I have to look for photos and do stuff like that.
Me and Ellie were reflecting earlier on a meaningful moment that sticks out to us in our lifetime. Ellie, would you tell us a little bit more about this moment?
Yeah, Savannah and I were talking about how when Kylie Jenner stopped posting on Instagram for a couple of months, and then she all of a sudden came back to social media and was posting about her kid and how she was pregnant this whole time and had a baby, and no one had any idea except for her close friends and family. So we thought that was an event that was pretty cool.
Would you say this event is normal for celebrities to do, or would you say they normally immediately post that they're having a child?
I think most celebrities keep it secretive until they start to show, like Gigi Hadid, and I can't even think of any others right now, but I think Kylie Jenner keeping it a secret was pretty cool, how her life is pretty much based off of social media and stuff like that. So it's just really cool how she kept it a secret for so long from her fans.
Having it be 2 years later, why do you think you remember this moment?
I think this was just like a total like trend at the time on social media, whether that was on YouTube or on Instagram and stuff. Like, I just remember multiple accounts were reposting on their own stories, and I remember it being a trending video on YouTube for a really long time, and it got a lot of views on YouTube too.
Why do you think a lot of people wanted to watch this?
Because Kylie Jenner is very well known, especially her boyfriend at the time, Travis Scott. I think even like guys and girls were just all really interested in it, and yeah.
Would you say this was a meaningful moment for a lot of people in social media?
No, because not everyone is interested in the Kardashians, and especially like Kylie Jenner. And like, I think my mom was kind of interested, but like my dad had no idea even who Kylie Jenner was.
What age group would you say was directly affected by this moment?
Think like young adults, like especially people who follow her on Instagram and are, you know, watching the TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and people who follow maybe Travis Scott's music.
Would you say a lot of people were more accepting of younger aged pregnancies after Kylie Jenner displayed her own?
Yeah, I definitely think that. Definitely more on the influencer side, though. I just think, like, nowadays people, and especially influencers, are posting, but, like, they're getting married at an earlier age and, you know, even getting pregnant before marriage, which is totally fine, but just how it's now a way more common thing, I think, because since Kylie Jenner and Travis were like that, and they posted it, and, you know, everyone saw it, it was trending.
Would you say the way that they edited some of the pictures and videos also amplified the amount of people who wanted to watch it?
I think the way they filmed it was really cool. They had a specific editor that edited it and filmed it the whole time. I thought that was pretty cool. I remember watching and like just, it was very vintage and like old, but then it felt still like cool and modern.
Would you say that Kylie almost made it a trend to become pregnant on Instagram?
I don't think it was a trend. Like, I'm not going to go out and go get pregnant now since, like, Kylie did. But I think it's now more common and it's more casual and normal to, you know, get pregnant at a younger age. Like, oh, like Indi Blue, she's a very popular influencer that got pregnant.
Yeah. So since Kylie has gotten pregnant, have you seen a lot of more other girls who have gotten pregnant on social media and displayed their pregnancy on social media?
Yeah, another well-known influencer named Indi Blue was pregnant with, she's not married, but, like, I remember she kept it a secret for a really long time, and, like, that was a really big, like, in,
oh, no. I understand what you mean, though. I know that sometimes it can be said that from social media, like, it almost glorifies pregnancy mm-hmm. at a young age, because obviously Kylie Jenner is very wealthy, so having a kid at a young age was easy for her, whereas it's not necessarily easy for everybody. So
yeah,
it could be said, I guess, that
yeah, she has lots of money that she can hire many babysitters to, you know, take care of the one child.
Yes. And she, would you say that she could easily keep up with having the kid, and whereas other people couldn't?
I think the Kardashian and Jenner family have lots of money that raising a child would never be an issue. So.
Well, thank you very much for sharing this moment with us, Ellie, and thank you for taking the time out of your day to interview.
Yeah, anytime, Savannah Williams.
Thank you. Bye-bye.